This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. President Joe Biden wrapped up 2 days of meetings with leaders of the Group of Seven wealthy democracies in Italy on Friday. G7 leaders focused on threats they say China poses to the global economy and AI ethics as championed by Pope Francis. VOA's White House correspondent chief, Patsy Widakusara, reports.
Leaders held a session on economic threats posed by China, including Beijing's practice of flooding global markets with cheap electric vehicles, its trade and investment practices in developing countries, and support for Russia's war machine. President Joe Biden highlighted the issue in his press conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
China is not supplying weapons, but the ability to produce those weapons and the technology available to do it. So it is, in fact, helping Russia.
On Friday, the group also discussed the root causes of migration and how to combat the smuggling of migrants. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Brindisi, Italy.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is set to visit North Korea, the latest sign of deepening ties between Moscow and Pyongyang. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul, South Korea.
As recently as 2017, Russia supported UN sanctions on North Korea. The world has changed, though. Now, Russia depends on North Korean weapons in its war in Ukraine. Both are searching for allies as part of their bigger struggle against the West, suggesting the cooperation could last. North Korea's satellite program is a likely area of cooperation. Recent North Korean launches have shown signs of Russian help. Putin appears to be looking for more ways to help North Korea, but much of that interaction would violate UN sanctions. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
The World Bank has approved a $2.25 billion loan for Nigeria to shore up revenue and back